For the sake of Christ. I've met many Christians who have sacrificed everything to minister to the people that God led them. You would think that they would be griping about what they don't have, and there have been a few, but most of them are the happiest people. What they have given up for the sake of Christ has been immense, but they don't have one regret. Paul was the same way. Philippians 3:7. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Incurred great loss. Paul incurred significant loss when he followed Jesus. He was an up-and-coming rabbi as well as the wealthy son of a Roman tent maker. He considers that all loss compared to what he gained in Jesus Christ. Once he set his eyes on Jesus, he never turned back to his old life and never had one regret. Wrong motivation. There is a danger in Christianity, where we try to use God to advance our ambitions. Whether it be riches, prestige, or comfort, we can lull ourselves into thinking that God wants us to prosper in those areas. To be truthful, those aren't even on His radar. God wants you to conform to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to advance His kingdom by making disciples. Rarely do riches or prestige fall into those areas, but joy and contentment do. For the sake of Christ. It is a big step of faith to trust God with your whole life. Many want a backup plan or an insurance policy, but true discipleship is abandoning everything you hold valuable for the sake of Christ. There will be times of hardship, but there will also be incredible times of God's provision. You will see Him work in ways you never thought possible. If God is leading you that way, go for it. You won't regret it.